Yeah, back to OJRI Nord in Berlin. The Office for Joint Administrative Intelligence officially welcomes our new retroactive member, Tabea Blumenschein, who died early this year peacefully at home in Berlin-Marzahn. Cool, eccentric, very stylish, obstinate, provoking, non-compliant and multi-talented, she had an extreme character that eventually led her burning all bridges in the late 80s. Pure punk, I'd say. Now, our special guest in our Berlin studio today is Wolfgang Müller, who will talk about working with her in Die Tödliche Doris. And we will listen to some tracks, too. Hello, Wolfgang.
Hello, Chris. Yes, Tabea Blumenschein's death in February was a break for the artist collective Die Tödliche Doris from Berlin, which I found with Nikolaus Uttermöhlen in 1980. Tabea had been an active member till the last record now. I know that you were the most early member then, after Nikki and me. In 1980, you joined some months later. And in 2080, Tabea Blumenschein contributed drawings of sex toys and dildos for this new record called Reenactment, I thought, the typische Ding. With Tabea, a unique personality passed on, and numerous obituaries highlight her prominence as an actress, musician, illustrator, and costume maker within Berlin's avant-garde and punk scene of the 80s.
Yeah, Chris Bone from the New Musical Express once said that Tabea was Doris' most radiant child. What did he mean by that?
Yes, Tabea had really an enormous charisma. When she entered a room, she would embody glamour as if sprung...